This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talk to Wesley Morris from the New York Times every now and then, mostly about movies, sometimes about popular culture, and other times, like today, about both. His most recent piece is headlined, "The Superhero Franchise Where Traditional Movie Stardom Goes to Die," which kind of piqued my interest, so we called him up. Wesley, good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Kai. What's happening?
Not much, except this whole thing that you wrote about superhero franchises and how you don't really like them much. What gives?
Okay, here's the exact situation.
Yes.
I don't mind the superhero franchise in theory.
Yeah, huh?
But in reality, what it's doing is it's ruining this whole other aspect of movie going for me, which is the experience of movie stars, which I love. I love movie stars. And I love going to the movies to watch stars work out and work on their persona.
Hmm.
And that is directly in conflict with what the superhero movie is all about, which is a genre that basically features its own stars.
Yeah, the character you write is more famous than the actor.
Yes, yes. And your stardom gets messed up in the process. That's very depressing.
What about the opportunities that it provide, that these kinds of movies provide for black actors specifically is what you talk about, but others who might not have a chance at being in one of these ginormous films?
That is, I mean, there are a number of interesting mini counter arguments to my larger cultural and philosophical
That's what I'm
problem.
Doing. I'm giving you mini counter arguments.
Right. I mean, I think that the way it's been good for black actors, especially if Chadwick Boseman, if this Black Panther movie actually happens for an actor like Chadwick Boseman, who plays the Black Panther in this current Captain America movie, Civil War, it's really great because I don't know what Chadwick Boseman would be cast in otherwise. He was really good as James Brown. He was incredible as James Brown. He was a good Jackie Robinson. And this is a guy whose fame is now bound up in other famous people and other famous characters. The downside, of course, is that he'll be probably forever known, if these movies are a hit, as Black Panther.
Let me get you back to where we started, this idea of movie stars. There is no more movie star-ish movie star today than George Clooney. And he's got a new movie out, Money Monster, with Julia Roberts. And that movie, you say, basically makes you sad, right?
Well, nostalgic and, like, yeah, simultaneously nostalgic and sad. It makes me nostalgic for a time when a movie like Money Monster came out every week. It did not have to win all the Oscars. It didn't even have to go near the Academy Awards. And it was a perfectly good diversion, the way movies have always been. The thing that makes me sad about it is, you know, as good as Julia Roberts and George Clooney are in this movie, the thing that they're doing in it is they're making TV, which sort of points to this other place that movie stardom and, you know, popular culture in general, in terms of the quality and diversity of stuff on offer, is headed.
All right. So look, I'm a huge fan of you and your writings and your viewpoint on this issue, but I wonder if you're out of step with what America wants to see in a movie. They want to go and watch stuff get blown up. They want to see these superheroes.
I think my point is really just that one of the side effects of this type of movie that everybody loves, that is the biggest genre of movie in the world and in the history of the world, probably by the time this is all said and done, is that it is costing us something that used to really mean something and was special about movies in general. And I think unless you're going to start casting Iron Man in your romantic comedies, you know what I mean? Or like casting Wolverine in your legal dramas, I think you really have to sort of think about what it means to let a single genre of movie sort of predominate and dictate the terms of the characterization and the charisma of the people in the movies. That's kind of a worrisome thing, to look outward and to see that with fewer movies being made, this single type of movie is dominating not only the box office, but just the cultural conversation too.
Wesley Morris writes on movies and a bunch of stuff in the New York Times. I don't usually argue with him, but I just wanted to have it out on this piece. I enjoyed it, man. Thanks.
I love talking to you. You can push back anytime.